So you might find yourself feeling like Jennifer Smith once did. She wasn't sure. They wanted several kids, but she wasn't sure that they'd be able to add to their family. Well, now she and her husband find themselves with a house full of kids, and they did not have to go all the way to IVF to do it. Hi there, and welcome to Hope, Faith, and Infertility, a faith-based podcast from Southeastern Fertility. You can find out more about us at southeasternfertility.org. Again, that's southeasternfertility.org. I'm Mark Mellinger, the marketing director for Southeastern Fertility here in Knoxville. And Jennifer, I love having you with me today because I think this is going to be a really hopeful story for a lot of people. Let's start here. Tell me about how you and Matt met and got married. And what your thoughts were on starting a family at that point.
We met in high school. And we took a little break around college and did our own little thing, but ended up coming back together. And we got married in 2011, so we're right at our 10-year anniversary. I always knew I wanted a bunch of kids, and I think he was kind of cool with that. Like, he didn't so much have an opinion really either way, but he seemed to want to. I found out when I was in high school that I had PCOS, so we knew pretty much from day one that, it may or may not happen. It could be a struggle. So we kind of knew that, going into it. Like I said, we got married in 2011. And 3 months later, I feel like it was a total gift from God, but we got pregnant. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it was totally shocking. We thought we were gonna have to go through all this process. And it was just like, whoa, like where did that come from? So, 3 months after we got married, that was amazing. And then we tried for like 4-ish years and on our own and just going to a regular gynecologist and just had no luck with any of that. So that's why we reached out, to take that next step further, with specialists that would have known a little more, I guess, than just the regular gynecologist and see what our options were.
So your oldest then is Gracie. How old is she?
She's 9.
Okay, so she's 9 now, and really after that, you tried for about 4 years and started encountering infertility. So, like you mentioned, you came here to Southeastern Fertility. Tell us what that was like. What the protocol was when you were seeing Dr. Keenan, and how you guys felt as you started that journey.
Super hopeful. We were hoping, like I said, that they would know a little more than just a regular gynecologist, or, we had tried like the basic level things and they just didn't work. We actually, I don't know, maybe too much information, but we actually did self-pay. So that was a big part. We were like, oh my gosh, like IVF, that's what everybody's so like, it costs so much. A regular person can't do it. So we just started and we're like, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can afford. We're not going to find out unless we try. So that's what we did.
Okay, so I mentioned in the beginning that you don't always have to go all the way to IVF for this, and that's a blessing. And a place like Southeastern Fertility is not going to push you to IVF if you don't need to go there. It's better to do lower level, far less invasive, far less expensive treatments. If God's going to use that to open you guys, your womb up to having kids. So tell me the treatments that you did pursue here at Southeastern.
Well, we went there twice. My son, today's my son's birthday. He's 5 today. With him, we, like I said, I had PCOS, so I didn't get a, period each month. So that when we weren't, going to fertility, that was the hard part. You don't get 12 chances a year like everyone else does. So I guess, we use some options to get, try to get those going again. And we did the both times with my son, and we had twins the second time, but we did the tubal flushing. And for me, that seemed to really work. Like whatever's going on in there, it seemed to really help. Because right after that, we did IUI for my son, and it worked like the first go. And then with the twins, we didn't even have to go to IUI. It was like, here, take this medicine. It should help, you know, increase with the ovulation, and boom, twins. So I felt like just totally, totally blessed.
What a blessing. Well, happy fifth birthday to Bentley, right? He's the birthday boy today. All right. And then Luke and Lizzie are your twins. How old are they now?
They are two.
Two. Wow, man. So your family's complete?
It is totally complete. When I was younger, I thought maybe like 6 or 10, and whoa, 4 is a lot, especially when they're all little, the young ages.
Parenting is great work, but it's hard work. Yeah. We only had two, and they're both in college now, but even then, even now, looking back, I remember when they were that age, and even two, seemed like a lot. So 4, hey, more power to you guys. And I understand the decision to stop there. Hey, so you mentioned that this was on your mind for a long time, really well before you got married, because you knew the PCOS diagnosis could cause some complications. What role did your faith play in this journey? I mean, were there times when you just felt like you had nothing to do but rely on God?
Oh, yeah. I think any woman or man, family that's going through it, it's just like constantly on your mind. You just want to be a parent. You just want to love somebody. And every time you see someone else, oops, I'm pregnant on accident, or, you know, oh, it's our, you know, 2, 3, whatever, you know, you're just like, golly, how is it so easy for them, but it's so hard for me. And I know I prayed every single night, you know, going to sleep. It's not like a death, but it's like, you just don't understand. Why can it not happen for me? You know, why is this not in my plan? You know, just like, help me, please help me, be on my side. You know, just, you're almost pleading with him, like, please, I just want this one thing, you know, and it brings you comfort to know he's listening and he's there. And you're just like, help.
Did you feel his presence? You know, so I ask that because sometimes when you're going through a hard thing, like I've talked to really honest Christians who were like, I wanted God to give me that peace that transcends understanding. I wanted him to give me that sense of his presence, or that sense that everything was going to be okay. And he didn't give it to me. He gave me, they would say, looking back on it, I guess, just enough. How was it for you? Did you feel his presence at all? Or was that sort of your story? He gave you just enough.
I definitely did. And also with having my daughter immediately after we got married, I feel like it was like, you know, thank you for waiting. Thank you for doing the right thing. Like, here's a small gift, you know? And so the whole time I knew we wanted more than just that one child, but I was like, if I don't ever get any, at least we have one, you know, I've got somewhere to put that part of my love, you know, like we were given that. So I felt like he was with us, and it was hard to be, you know, angry or jealous of others, because there was still, and even now, you know, there's still women out there and families out there that don't have it yet. And they've been trying, you know, a lot longer than we did. So I tried to be grateful and thankful, but at the same time, like, I still wanted a larger family, you know? So I was like, I get it. Thank you. I'm appreciative. But, you know, but I did feel supported. And, you know, like I said, the whole time through asking for something else, I still felt like, thank you for giving me what I do have. So,
and you were honest,
I guess. Yes.
Well, and you know, you can be honest before the Lord. That's a really, really good thing. So what's everyday life like now with those 4 kids? I mean, is it sort of hard to believe you have such a full house?
It is. I always wanted twins. I just thought it was so cool, the bond that they have. I always wished I was a twin. Like, I had this super cool best friend. But I still think now, like, I can't believe we still have twins. It's crazy. There was 2 babies, you know, in the same time. And, but yeah, it's totally crazy here. We've got, 4th grade and pre-K. They get out at different times of the day, and then we have to bring the twins with, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. Thank goodness. I love it. But it's a lot of like scheduling, and they're not even to that age where everybody has their own sport, you know? So I'm like, ah, it's going to be wild, but at least we won't be lazy. We'll be doing stuff, you know?
Yeah. Get ready for those years when one's doing tennis, the other is doing baseball, the other two are doing, it's coming, but you'll survive it. I guarantee you. Hey, before we go, any advice for someone who's having fertility issues like you guys did? I guess we would call it secondary infertility in your case, since you had your daughter, your first daughter, right away. But any advice for someone having fertility issues who maybe hasn't explored very much and is wondering what to do next?
Oh yeah. If they've never explored any, like not just the gynecologist, but the next step, I would definitely say, look into it. If nothing else, you probably can afford it. You know, you can make payments. Like I said, for us, we were nervous what could be done, but no one ever told me like it won't happen for you. So, you know, looking into it definitely gave us more options, and finding out, you know, about the cost, you know, made it more understandable and that it could be broken down. So, I mean, it can't hurt you to look. If it's, you know, on your heart, if it's the only thing you think about, it cannot hurt to look. And don't give up.
That's really good advice. It doesn't hurt to look. So do your research and don't give up. And hey, if you are interested in doing something with Southeastern Fertility, you can go to southeasternfertility.org. We list the prices for all the procedures right there on the website. We have no interest in hiding those from you or covering up hidden costs. We're not going to do that. So again, you can go to southeasternfertility.org if you want more on that or anything that Dr. Gordon or Dr. Keenan or our medical team do here. So Jennifer, thank you so much. We're so glad you're part of the Southeastern Fertility family, and try to stay sane during these next few years, okay?
Yes, I will. Oh my goodness. We had Christmas followed by COVID, followed by now the schools are closed. So I feel like we've been home all of January. I'm just like, okay, y'all ready to go back to school? All this while running around the house.
I love it. Jennifer, thank you so much. And thank you for joining us. This has been Hope, Faith, and Infertility.